All right. Scott Darling, friend of the show, is standing by right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. Our beloved Scott Darling of the Chicago Blackhawks. He is your goalie. And I now, let me just ask you this. You got the new, I just saw this. Mm-hmm. And I think this is, I love the idea of this. Every year you've been getting a new, you know, like helmet, face mask, whatever. They used to call them face masks. Do they still call them face masks?
What's the mask?
And you got the new ink on the mask.
It looks great.
At something or paint.
Wayne and Wayne's World tributes.
What made you do this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've always been a big movie fan, and you know, I've made a few masks, you know, over the last two seasons, and I was kind of running out of my own ideas, and then I don't know, it just popped in my head. I love the movie and love the scene, and they rep the Hawks a lot during the movie, so I thought it made sense.
That's true.
Scott, where do you go to get these done? Because yours always stick out throughout the entire league. They're always creative, always very well done. Do you have a guy here in town, or where do you go get these done?
It's actually a guy from Sweden. His name's Dave Gunnarsson. He paints a lot of guys' masks in the NHL, but kind of takes our ideas and just brings them to life on a mask. So like we go back and forth and kind of brainstorm it, and then he's the artist who paints and puts it all together.
There's a couple of people who do that, right? I think it's a woman in Canada who does it, and then obviously Gunnarsson does it, and there's a couple of other people around the planet. And it's an interesting thing. It's like a whole new thing because, you know, back in the day when they had the mask, I mean, can you imagine wearing that mask that was like form fitting on the face that you have to sit there and get poured for?
I wouldn't be playing goalie with that on.
I know.
Like the Jason mask,
which is
just plastic, a thin layer of plastic.
Oh, gosh.
My second grade teacher, her husband was a hockey player. And she was telling the story, and I'll just never forget. In second grade, this had a huge impact on me.
Mm-hmm.
That
I'm sure it did.
He had to go and get the hockey mask to make the mold. Mm-hmm. They'd put a straw in his mouth. They had to breathe through the straw.
Oh, God. That's horrible.
While they poured this stuff over his face to make a cast so it fit over all the bones properly. But to me, that means as soon as you got hit in the face with the puck, every bone in your face broke at that point, right?
Oh, that just sounds...
Sounds like it would.
Yeah, that's not good.
There's also an homage to the legendary Stan Mikita on your new goalie mask.
Yeah, and that, too, was an easy decision because in the movie, they hang out at Stan Mikita's Donuts, and that's kind of their spot. And obviously, he was a legend in Blackhawks history, so there's a no-brainer to add him in there.
Yeah, that's true.
It just looks great.
Okay.
It's very cool.
So, Scott, let's talk a little bit about the upcoming season here. We here as Chicago sports fans, specifically as Blackhawks fans at WGN, very excited about it. And since there's nothing else to watch now after the Cubs, whatever happens to the Cubs, and let's just all have a good thought about that. This is all. I don't want to jinx it.
Very good thoughts.
But there's going to be no football season. The Blackhawks have a free and open road right here. Come out of the box hot, and you will own this town, Scott Darling.
Like they've done already.
Well, hopefully we'd love to do that, but you know, the Bears, you know, don't give up on them yet.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Scott, bad thing to say to Roe. I think you're going to get him going.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I understand. I mean, listen, the one thing about athletes in this town, it's a small fraternity of people, and they got to be nice to
each other.
And be supportive. You can't be trash talking other teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. I fully understand it. But just do that thing. Click twice if you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, I did watch the game yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, you grew up in this town, Scott. You know how important the Bears are, and it's been a long time since I've seen suckage like that. Really, really, not bad. Not good.
USA Today called it a 5-alarm dumpster fire.
Yeah.
That's
an unhappy moment. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about the Blackhawks.
Okay,
let's go back to the Blackhawks. What are you most excited about for the season? Are there guys that you figure that are coming into camp that you can't wait to be with?
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be great to get back in the routine, you know. We've been skating together, most of the guys who aren't in the world championships right now, the last few weeks getting ready for camp because we start up tomorrow night. So just going to be great to see everybody and get back in that routine. You know, it's been a long summer, lots of training, lots of getting ready for the camp. So it's going to be nice to get into it and get going.
Yeah, and preseason gets going in 8 days. Just 8 days away for you guys. You mentioned the World Cup of Hockey. What are your thoughts on that tournament? And have you been in touch with your teammate Patrick Kane, who's skating with Team USA tonight in a must-win game? Have you talked to him at all?
No, I haven't. You know, he's in the zone out there, so I'll just leave it be. But it's been a lot of fun to watch. I've watched pretty much every game. I'm really excited for the U.S.-Canada game tonight. The Sweden-Finland game this afternoon was a great game to watch. And, you know, I see Hammer and Marcus out there and some of our old friends like Teuvo Teravainen out there. So it's been a blast to watch some exciting hockey before our season starts.
Yeah, Sweden won that game 2-0. Mm-hmm. And then tonight on ESPN, 7 o'clock, it's Canada versus USA. That's where you get to see Jonathan Toews versus Patrick Kane. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know what? It's like when Batman and Superman don't like each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like that.
True.
It's like,
great analogy.
It freaks me out, man. I want them fighting evil together. That's how I like to see it. It's funny. It's tough. As an American kid, now this is an interesting thing because as an American kid, you're growing up especially as a hockey fan, and almost all of your idols are Canadian. So it's really, it can't really feel that sense. I mean, although as you were coming up, I mean, you had Chris Chelios and people like that. There are Americans, you know, that started, and obviously Patrick Kane, your teammate. But you know, when you think about, you know, you think about Stan Mikita and Bobby Hull and all the rest of the people that, you know, are these incredible legends, Mario Lemieux, you know, you don't get a whole lot of Americans there.
Yeah, it started probably in my teenage years when you started to see, you know, for me, I've always been a fan of goalies. So you see some of the guys coming into the league like Corey Schneider and Ben Bishop that, you know, are 5-6 years older than me that I became a fan of. But yeah, definitely when you're younger, it was a lot more Canadian guys.
Scott, obviously the early postseason exit this year, and when we talked to you guys when it happened, the bright side of things was a little more rest for you guys this summer. Have you felt that, and how big do you think that'll be for this upcoming season?
Yeah, I definitely felt it. I've been anxious to get to camp and get the season going for quite some time now, so it's good to recharge like that and you know, take a little time away and really, you know, get the hunger back. And it's definitely there. We're all super excited. We've been having some pretty intense scrimmages in the morning, so we can't wait to get going.
All right. Well, it's going to be a very, very fun season. We look forward to talking to you throughout the season and seeing that mask make its debut mm-hmm. at the United Center. I can't wait for
that. Is that this Saturday? Are you going to be wearing that Saturday, Scott?
Yeah, I will be.
There you go.
Yeah,
check it out, the training camp festival.
Swing.
And the
just had to get that in there.
Somehow that was very cute when you did it that way.
Cute?
If I did it, wouldn't have worked.
No, it sounded dirty from you, but I think it was okay from me.
And we have tickets. This training camp festival is so much fun for the players and the fans, right? I mean, that's Scott.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
That's so much fun. Things.
I have the last pair of tickets available to the train. It's sold out. It's been sold out. And there have been tickets that we've had, the giveaway. This is it. Once I give these away, they're coming up next hour during Tom Skilling. Once these are gone, there everything's gone. You can't get in. Don't even think about it. Saturday at the United Center starts at 9 a.m. Outdoor festival starts at 8 a.m. And the first 10,000 fans to enter receive a Brent Seabrook bobblehead right there. All right. All right, Scott, thank you very much, man.
Thank you, Scott.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. It's always a blast.
Thank you.
Love talking to you.
All right, there you go, Scott Darling.
And again, the Blackhawks, the state of the Blackhawks, they're selling out the United Center, a 20,000-plus stadium for a training camp.
Isn't that great? I just
scrimmage.
Wow. Yeah.
On a Saturday afternoon during football season, and they're selling a 20,000-seat arena out.
I forgot to ask
state of the Blackhawks.
How he's taking the news about Brangelina breaking up.
Oh, I'm sure. Very concerned about that.
I don't know how we'll go on.
I don't know.
Maybe his next mask will be dedicated to Brangelina.
Oh, I hope not.
You know.
Maybe you can have all the kids on the mask. Pax.
There's
Max,
not enough room.
Nax.
Madden.
Right.
Jax.
Sahara.
Cracks.
Rest in peace, Brangelina.
Yeah.
Zahara.
All right. We wish everybody the best of luck. Here is Violetta Pottermedic with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spot. This will never happen to Violetta.
Divorcing?
Yeah.
Or winning
or getting onto a goalie's face mask.
Right.
Okay. The outbound Stevenson.
Hold on. We just, they just threw a flag here.